Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 24, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, text number 60. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, with the cooperation of Sankarshan, Balaram, performed activities beyond the mental comprehension of even such personalities as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. For instance, Krishna arranged the battle of Kurukshetra to kill many demons for the relief of the entire world. Text 61. Kalo jani shamananam dukha shoka tamo nudam anugrahaya bhaktanam supunyam vyatano dyashaha. Kalo, in this age of Kali, jani shamananam, of the conditioned souls who will take birth in the future, dukkha shoka tama nudam, to minimize their unlimited unhappiness and lamentation, which are caused by ignorance. Anugrahaya, just to show mercy. Bhaktanam, to the devotees. Supunyam, very pious. Transcendental activities. Vyatanot, expanded. Yashaha, his glories or reputation. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. To show causeless mercy to the devotees who would take birth in the future in this age of Kali, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, acted in such a way that simply by remembering Him, one will be freed from all the lamentation and unhappiness of material existence. In other words, He acted so that all future devotees, by accepting the instructions of Krishna consciousness stated in the Bhagavad Gita, could be relieved from the pangs of material existence. Purport. The Lord's activities of saving the devotees and killing the demons, paritranaya sarunam vinishaya tridiskritam, take place side by side. Krishna actually appears for the deliverance of the sadhus or bhaktas, but by killing the demons, He shows them mercy also. For anyone killed by Krishna is liberated. Whether the Lord kills or gives protection, He is kind to both demons and the devotees. Text 62. Yasmin satkarna piyushe yashas tirta dvares sukrit shrotang chodrang jalir upas prisha danute karma vasanam. Simply by receiving the glories of the Lord through purified transcendental ears, the devotees of the Lord are immediately freed from strong material desires and engagement in fruitive activities. Purport. When the devotees orally receive the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as enacted in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, they immediately achieve a transcendental vision in which they are no longer interested in materialistic activities. Thus they achieve freedom from the material world. For sense gratification, practically everyone is engaged in materialistic activities, which prolong the process of janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, birth, death, old age, and disease. For the devotee, simply by hearing the message of Bhagavad Gita and further relishing the narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam, becomes so pure that he no longer takes interest in materialistic activities. At the moment, devotees in the Western countries are being attracted by Krishna consciousness and being uninterested in materialistic activities. And therefore, people are trying to oppose this movement. But they cannot possibly check this movement or stop the activities of the devotees in Europe and America by their artificial impositions. Here are the words, Shrotrangjalir, Upasprisha, indicate that simply by hearing the transcendental activities of the Lord, the devotees become so pure that they are immediately immune to the contamination of materialistic fruitive activities. Anyabilasita shunyam. Materialistic activities are unnecessary for the soul, and therefore the devotees are freed from such activities. The devotees are situated in liberation, Brahma Bhuta Prakalpate, and therefore they cannot be called back to their material homes and materialistic activities. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says many things, but one of the things he says is, Avajananti mamudha manushim tanum ashityam parambhavam ajanato mamabhuta maheshwaram. That the fools they deride at my descending into this human form, they do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be. So this is our problem. That Krishna comes in a form like that of a human being, and people think he's just a common human being. And if he comes in the form of a fish or a boar or a tortoise, they think it's all imagination. But Krishna says that they're called avijananti mamhuda. They're called fools. Because people don't think they're fools just because they don't understand who Krishna is. But because they don't understand Krishna, therefore, Maya is taking their intelligence away. And they cannot even understand who they are. Even the first instruction of Bhagavad Gita by Krishna is incomprehensible for the majority of people who reject Krishna. We hear Krishna says, Deinosmi nita dehe komaram yovanam jara tita dahantara praptira diryas tatra namuyate. Now, whether Krishna said it or anyone said it, it's the fact that our bodies are changing, but we're not changing. But because Krishna said it, it gives it even more authority. That Krishna is not speaking some nonsense in Bhagavad Gita, he's speaking reality. But still, they think he's just an ordinary person. But which ordinary person could speak a book, could speak for 2 hours or an hour, whatever it is, on a battlefield and give absolute philosophy that doesn't have to be changed for 5,000 years or more? Can anyone speak on a battlefield and give such philosophy here? Anything better than the Bhagavad Gita? I don't think so. And yet they think he's an ordinary person. Now we can't see how beautiful Krishna is unless we develop the transcendental vision by serving the deities, and the deities and even the pictures we have here. Because believe it or not, Krishna has expanded himself even in the pictures in the Ljubljana temple. Krishna is so kind that in the Rasa dance he expands himself to dance with each of the thousands, if not millions, of gopis that are participating in the Rasa dance. And Krishna has also come to Ljubljana and has expanded himself in these pictures here, as well as the deities, just so that we can see him. And if we serve him, then Krishna will reveal how beautiful he actually is, even in a picture. In any case, we may not see immediately how beautiful Krishna is, and certainly we don't see how strong he is. Nor do we understand how renounced or famous he is, but, or wealthy. Hare Krishna. But we can hear Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and we can understand how Krishna has all complete knowledge. And not only that, he's not an ordinary person. But what is our problem? Mogaishar mokha karmano mokha jnana vichetasaha rakshasim asrim taiva prakriti mohinim shritaha. Those who reject Krishna, they can have neither peace nor happiness nor the supreme destination. Or actually, Krishna says here that they can have neither their hopes of liberation, their fruit of activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. So what does this mean? Mogaisha mokha karmano mokha jnana vichaita saha rakshasim asrim shaiva prakriti mohinim shritaha. If anyone doesn't accept Krishna, it doesn't matter how expert they are in fruit of activities, doing karmakanda rituals, to go to the heavenly planets. It doesn't matter how much theoretical knowledge they have of the complete manifestation and all the different intricacies of how karma works and all the different types of yoga. It doesn't matter how much one is able to focus their mind on the impersonal Brahman, they'll ultimately come back to the material world and be defeated by the illusory energy. Therefore, Krishna says, Mahatmanas tu mam partha, daivim prakritim ashitya, bhajantnya nanya manaso, gyatva bhutidim avyam. Those who are Mahatmas, great souls, under the protection of the divine energy, they're fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's original and inexhaustible. So just by knowing Krishna, then we come under the internal energy. Knowing Krishna means that even we're just hearing about him, because otherwise, except for this class, for instance, during the day, how many times will we hear the word Krishna? How many times will we, someone be telling you, think about Krishna? When you go to prasadam, you sit down, does anyone turn to you and say, think about Krishna? No, how many times if you're even in, when we're doing a kirtan or something, how many times does our associate devotees turn to us and say, are you thinking about Krishna? Are you actually thinking about Krishna? Or are you just chanting something and your mind somewhere else? So under the internal energy, because wherever Krishna is, that's Vrindavan. The whole spiritual world is there. And because we're living in the material world, in the illusory world, we don't experience how much bliss there is in the holy name, how much pleasure there is wherever the holy name is chanted. Unlimited pleasure. The whole spiritual world is there. But still, there's something there. We're something under the internal energy of Krishna, just by chanting Hare Krishna, or even hearing about Krishna, or doing some service to Krishna. We're somewhat under the internal energy of Krishna. Krishna doesn't make it difficult. He says, Sadatam kirtayantamam itantas chadrita vritaha namasyantas chamam bhaktya nityukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls worshiping me with devotion. So, sadatam kirtayantamam yatantas cha drida vataha namasyantas chamam bhaktya nityukta upasate. So if we just try to do some service, it may not appear that we're completely absorbed, but some then gradually will become attracted to increase that service. And then drida vrataha, then we'll actually become determined not to follow Krishna's directions under all circumstances and not get deviated by some mental idea. And when we realize how wonderful Krishna is, when we experience the happiness, the bliss, the difference between living in the material existence, having material consciousness, and pure spiritual consciousness, then we'll become very humble. We'll realize how wonderful Krishna is, how wonderful everything really is, and we'll always be amazed and in awe at how wonderful actually everything is. Therefore, yet pada pankaja palasa vilasya bhakta kamashayam grahitam ugritanti shanta Tavanda rekta matiyo yata yopi ruda shutau ganas taranam vajavasudeva. Yat para pankraja palasa vilasya bhaktya. Yat para pankraja. What is pankraja? Yes, a lotus flower. Yat para pankraja palasa. What is palasa? It's a leaf. I think it's a leaf. Yat para pankraja palasa vilasa, the pastime, activity. Yat para pankraja palasa vilasya bhaktya. So those who are engaged in devotional service, they're relishing the pastime of meditating on the lotus-like, petal-like feet of Krishna by devotional service. And by seeing Krishna's reddish lotus feet within their heart, yad pada pankaja palasa vilasya bhakti kamashrayam, the hard knot of desires to enjoy the material world and control the material energy, are slashed to pieces. Kamashrayam grahitam ugratayanti shanta. And therefore the devotees become pacified and actually satisfied. Yat pada pankaja palasa vilasya bhaktya kamashrayam grahitam ugratayanti shanta. But yet there's many saintly persons who are trying to achieve the same thing by austerity, cultivation of knowledge, yogic mystic process. Shutoganas taranam vajavasudeva. But material desires come, like in Vishvamrita Muni's case, imagining the power of his meditation, he was able to do it for 60,000 years. We can hardly sit in class for half an hour without getting a little agitated. And he was sitting there for 60,000 years. He didn't even have Bhagavatam. There was no Prasadam afterwards. I mean, I personally doubt whether he was just there for 60,000 years and he didn't eat sleep, but he was engaged in some kind of meditation, practicing meditation for 60,000 years in the forest. There was no internet. There was no Sunday feast. I mean, the prasadam in the forest is pretty austere. And yet he was able to do it for 60,000 years, and yet just by hearing the ankle bells of Menaka, he fell down. He didn't even have to see Menaka before he fell down. He just had to hear her ankle bells. So bhakti is compared to, has different stages of happiness. There is six, we've asked this question before, maybe see who remembers. There are six characteristics of pure devotional service. Who can remember the first two in sadhana bhakti? I know you know. We'll ask someone who doesn't know to embarrass them. Force them to read it, to remember it. And fear the next time this rascal speaker is going to come and ask me the question and embarrass me again. So who knows? What is one characteristic of pure devotional service? Yes, Haruka. Haruka. Well, that's a good explanation of what it is. That's pretty close. Yes. You have to speak loudly. Kleshagni, that's right. Kleshagni, what does that mean? Kleshagni. What does klesha mean? You're almost there. Some what? Disturbance, that's right. It frees one from all material misery. Kleshagni. And subhada. Subhada. What does subhada mean? Yes, it gives one all auspiciousness. So part of that auspiciousness, there's different parts of it. Rugai said some of them. One of them, it's beneficial for everyone. It gives a happiness which is greater than material happiness. Now we may wonder, how is it that I'm chanting Hare Krishna and I don't always feel a happiness greater than material happiness? Because we're not quite chanting Hare Krishna yet. That's the problem. That devotional service goes all the way from trying to get free from distress to trying to fulfill our material desires, to satisfying our inquisitiveness to find out what's going on so we can learn how to do things and be happy all the time. Two, actually seeking after liberation from material existence, like the four Kumaras. It goes all the way up to that. And at the stage of liberation, then the happiness one can experience in the stage of ruchi is a happiness greater than any material happiness. And therefore, after nishta, and when one starts entering into the stage of ruchi, then one doesn't fall back into material consciousness again. Therefore, Sanana Bhakti, is auspicious because it can help us bring us to actually going beyond material to an experience Vishaya Vinivartante remembering Krishna and feeling his presence and his associates, their love for him, their interactions of loving exchanges will give us experience greater than any experience. Not just pleasure, but actually if the affectionate, the loving exchanges between Krishna and his devotees are so attractive. Because everyone is actually looking not just for pleasure, we're looking for affectionate exchanges, loving exchanges with others. So that's what devotional service can give, the experience of the loving exchanges, beyond anything we ever heard about, these movies we've seen or novels we've read or... These are just reflections of the actual real affection and love that it's experienced in the spiritual world. And beyond that, there is two other stages at the stage of Bhava Bhakti, which even goes beyond Ruchi and Asakti, where the mind is overwhelmed by loving experiences with Krishna. Then there's Bhava. And what are the two characteristics of Bhava Bhakti? You can say one of them. Wow, we're here in Hare Krishna movement for so many years and we don't even know what we're looking to, what we're trying to accomplish. What are we looking forward to? What keeps us here? Yes. Moksha Lagu Krit, which means? Yes. Lagu means light. Lagu, it makes liberation seem very insignificant. But that part of the characteristic is that, because the happiness is so overwhelming that even the idea of freedom from all material distress is completely insignificant, because there is no distress at the stage of Bhava Bhakti. And what's the other characteristic? Sudurlabha. What does Sudurlabha mean? Cheap. Yes, we don't see many people walking around in Bhava Bhakti. It's not so common. Hey, how are you doing today? Well, I just read two bhavas, so I'm doing pretty good today. And beyond Bhava, Bhava is one ray in the sunlight of what? Prema. And what's the characteristics of Prema Bhakti? What's that? Yeah, Sundarananda Vishek Atma. That the happiness is so intense in Prema Bhakti that one is not even aware there's such a thing as material existence anymore. Everything becomes spiritual. And the last characteristic? Yes, Krishna Arkarshini. that even Krishna comes just like a bumblebee to the flower of prema. Even Krishna is attracted by the bumblebee of prema, by the flower of prema. So that's what we're looking forward to enter into that state. Now, if we don't believe it exists, we think, oh, this is all exaggeration. The real thing is what's going on in the material world. Then it'll be a little slow, our progress. But if we think this is reality and this is something I should try to achieve as soon as possible, then we'll make some progress and Krishna will help. That just by hearing about Krishna and focusing our attention on it and learning the process of hearing properly, so that we're actually remembering what's being said, we're actually experiencing what's being said, can actually give us direct association with Krishna immediately. We don't have to wait till we leave our body or so many lifetimes in the future, whatever. We can get direct experience of Krishna. Just like if we approach a fire, the closer you come to a fire, the more you feel the heat, the more you experience the light. So the more we just focus our attention and give our love to hearing about Krishna, then the more we come closer to Krishna and experience the illumination and the bliss of Krishna, of becoming Krishna conscious. The love that we can experience with Krishna and automatically will be transferred to all living entities. Or if we try to serve all living entities in relation to Krishna properly, then Krishna becomes pleased and he also reveals himself. But Krishna is always the center. And service to Krishna is always the center. Either directly serving Krishna or serving Krishna's mission. Then we'll be able to see that what's being said in Srimad Bhagavatam and what this material, what our service is in Krishna consciousness, it's not different from the Bhagavatam. It's if we do our service following the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, then we'll actually be in a living, we'll be living the Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna will be there, we'll be there, Krishna's associates will be there, all in the spiritual world. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Only when I ask a question so can I hear the clock. Everything becomes so silent. That means the devotees are thinking. How can I get out of here as soon as possible? Or what kind of question can I ask? Can everyone hear the clock? Can you hear the clock? Do you usually hear the clock? Nothing? Okay. Radhe Radhe Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.